神的祷告就是希望我们每一次的敬拜都是这么样子的同在。
My prayer is that every time we worship, God is with us.
我们今天要跟大家讲一个题目叫做穿越约旦河。
This morning I want to share with you the topic of crossing the Jordan River.
那么是在约书亚记的第三章，从第一节到最后一节。
It's in the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verse 1, all the way to the last verse.
那么整个的故事其实在讲一个很重要的观念。
There's an important concept from the story.
我们知道摩西带领以色列是过红海。
We know that Moses has taken the Israelites across the Red Sea.
好像是逃难一样。
It's just like they were escaping.
就好像是呢，脱离了埃及为奴之地。
It's the way that they escaped the slavery in Egypt.
那么现在呢，约书亚带领以色列的百姓呢，要过约旦河。
And now Joshua is going to take the Israelites across the Jordan River.
他们要去得应许之地。
They are going to receive the promised land.
所以在心态上面，这两种是完全不一样的。
So from their experience, this is two very different experiences.
虽然我们看神迹好像都是一样。
Even though from the perspective of the miracle itself, it looks very similar.
但是这个心态是完全不同的。
But the attitude and experience is completely different.
一个是得救的过程。
One is to receive salvation.
一个是什么？得胜的过程。
The other is to receive victory.
那么这个得胜的过程呢，就是占领你的得地为业的意思。
So what does being victory means? It means to receive the promised land.
所以我们基督徒信耶稣之后，
So when a Christian believes in Jesus,
不要停在得救就好了。
We cannot just stay in the state of salvation.
你必须要穿越约旦河。
We have to cross the Jordan River.
得到上帝给你的应许。
Receive the promise that God has given to you.
得地为业。
Which is to receive the promise.
在我们人生的过程当中，
In our life,
我们有非常非常多的困扰。
We have many troubles.
这个困扰就好像河水一样。
These troubles just like the river.
这个河水是源源不绝的，不会停的。
So the river never stops, it continues.
在我们面对每一天生活上的困扰的时候，
As we face the troubles in our life,
我们就觉得好像一波一波没停过呀。
It just felt like it never stopped.
所以我们好像我们要走神的道路的时候，
It's just like when we walk the way of the Lord.
我们总是在一个约旦河面前，我们望河兴叹。
And we're just like standing at the riverbank of the Jordan. We're looking at the river and not knowing what to do.
我们就祷告上帝说，上帝我没办法。
We pray to the Lord said, God, what can I do?
我有一些悖逆的青少年。
I have rebellious children.
我有一个跟我感情有问题的老公或者是我的老婆。
I have problems in my marriage.
我不能够跟我的父母交通，因为他们不了解我。
I have communication issue with my parents.
我在教会里面呢，跟牧师搭不上来。
And when I'm at church, I have all kinds of.
牧师没发现我的恩赐在哪里。
Pastor never understands me.
我也不了解牧师到底在讲什么。
And I also don't understand.
我有很多的抱怨，很多的埋怨。
There's so much complaints and problems in my life.
这些麻烦就像河水一样，没停过。
All these troubles just like the river, it just does not stop.
当冬天冰雪融化之后呢？
When the winter is over, the snow melts.
河水更多了。
There is even more water in the river.
我们现在回到我们的故事里面。
So let's return to the Bible story.
约书亚要带以色列过河的时候，
When Joshua is taking Israelites across the Jordan River.
是大概是冬季末春天开始的时候。
It's about the end of the winter. The beginning of the spring.
那个河水就涨溢了。
And the river is actually has a lot of water.
这个水太多了，以至于呢，他们连想都不想，都不知道为什么神在 水这么多的时候，就要偏偏带他们过去。
In their minds, they do not understand that why God does, why God wants them to cross the river when the river is such in its fullness.
我觉得神就是在告诉我们，就是在我们遇到最多困难的时候。
I think there's a spiritual meaning, which is that God tells us that when we're in the midst of our most trouble,
神要帮助你。
God will help you.
神要帮助你穿越约旦河
God will help you to cross the Jordan River.
就是在你最需要他的时候
Just when you need him most.
他为你行神迹
That he will have a miracle for you.
在今天早上我开车的时候
This morning as I was driving.
我就跟师母讲
I was talking to my wife.
我说今天早上上帝跟我说现在的感动是什么
This morning God shared with me what he wants to do.
我们待会会读到一节圣经。
We will read a Bible verse together.
四个祭司抬着约柜。
There was four priests who carried the tabernacle.
这个约柜，他们抬呢就站在河的中间。
When they carried the tabernacle, they walked into the river and stand right in the middle of the river.
等到所有以色列民通通过去之后。
They waited until all the Israelites crossed the river first.
然后他们祭司抬着约柜才上岸。
Then they continue to move forward with the tabernacle, leaving the river.
神告诉我说，你们抬约柜的。
God tells me that those who carry the tabernacle.
这个就是东湾教会。
That is our church, the East Gate Bay Agape.
你要站在河的当中。
You have to stand in the middle of the river.
吩咐所有的 trouble, 所有的麻烦。停住。
And command all the troubles to pause, to stop.
他们要筑起堤垒。
And just like the river form a river of walls.
永远不能够倾倒在我们身上。
That this wall of water will not fall down unharmed.
只等到我们穿越了约旦河。
Until we've all successfully crossed the Jordan River.
我们得到神的应许。
Until we receive the promise.
得到得地为业。
Until we receive the promised land.
他们才可以再过来。
Then the river can resume.
我们将会就停在那里。
Our church's role is to stand in the middle of.
其实你看，所有的教会其实都在做同样的事情。
If you look at, in fact, all of church's purpose is to do just that.
教会就是帮助他的子民。
Which is to help, protect, and help their people.
全部要穿越到约旦河对面去。
So they are able to all successfully cross the river.
是要进入神应许的地方。
Purpose is to allow the chosen people of God to enter into the land of God.
从属灵上意义，也可以讲说，教会是带领大家进入天国。
And from the spiritual perspective, that you can see that the church's role is to take and lead everyone into the heavenly kingdom.
Amen.
Amen,
所以，但教会你必须要站在河的当中。
But our role, the church's role, is to stand in the middle of all that.
我们都是扛抬约柜的祭司。
We're all priests carrying the tabernacle.
我们不是只有牧师抬哈。
We're not just that only pastor himself carry the tabernacle.
是我们每一个人都抬着。
Every one of us are in fact priests.
让你的下一代。
The tabernacle.So that your next generation,
让你年老的父母
so that your elderly parents,
可以进入天国
can all enter into salvation.
了解我的意思吗
Do you understand what I mean?
弟兄姐妹，你面对困难的时候
Brother and sister, as you face troubles,
我要你思想穿越约旦河
I want you to think about what it means to cross the River Jordan.
不管它什么样子的凶狠
It doesn't matter how rough the water looked like.
不管你的困难有多大
It doesn't matter how big the problem
有多宽
that how wide and difficult it is
站在河的当中
you need to stand in the middle of the river
命令水停住
and you can command the trouble to stop
让我们生命成长
so that we may grow in our spiritual life,
让我们顺利通过
so that we may be able to cross the river successfully,
只等到我们得到神的应许
until the day that we receive God's promise.
所以这个大概就是我们今天要讲的主题
This is the topic I want to share with you this morning.
所以我们来看几节圣经就好
Let's read the Bible verse together.
他说第三节
In verse 3
吩咐百姓说你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜又见祭司利未人抬着就要离开所住的地方跟着约柜去
It says that giving a word to the people when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priest carrying it you are to move out from your position and follow it
所以第一个对教会说的就是
So the first thing that God wants to tell the church is
Follow the leader, 跟随着你的牧师一起走。
That you have to follow a leader, which is to follow the pastor's direction.
为什么要讲是耶稣是牧师呢
？Why do I say that you have to follow the pastor?
因为牧师是传讲神话语的。
Because pastor's role is to preach the word of God.
那这个约柜就里面就是神的话的意思。
And what's inside the tabernacle is the word of God, which represents Him.
所以呢，事实上是牧师是跟着耶稣走的。
So what this means is that pastor follows the Lord.
所以呢，你们跟着牧师走，是因为牧师跟着神走，跟着耶稣基督走的意思是这个样子。
And you follow the pastor because he follows the Lord.
第四节是重点。
And in the first verse, you can see the focal point.
他说只是你们和约柜要相离两千轴不可与约柜相近使你们知道所当走的路因为这条路你们向来没走过。
But keep a distance about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark and do not go near it because this is a path that you have not gone before.
那这条没有走过的路
This path that you have not gone through
是抬约柜的人先走。
Is that those priests who carried the tabernacle were first?
就是神在我们前面走。
Which means that the Lord leads the people in front of them.
从一个新约的角度来看
，from the New Testament's perspective，
耶稣先为我们开了一条路。
That Lord Jesus Christ has opened the path for us.
耶稣说：“我为你们开的是一条又新又活的路。”
Jesus said that I have opened a newand lively, living path for you.
这是神为我们开的一条路。
This is a path that God has opened for you.
他先走。
And he leads the way first.
他为我们排开所有的困难。
And he helps us to get rid of all the troubles ahead.
所以我们可以走干地过去。
So that we can walk on dry land, even in the middle of the river.
他说你要相隔我两千轴。
It says that you have to keep a distance between 2,000 cubits.
这个两千的意思
What does this 2,000 cubits mean?
二是分开的意思
Two means separation.
那分开到两千的意思就是圆满的分开的意思
And what it means when it says 2,000 cubits apart, 1,000 means imperfection. So it means separation, imperfection.
那这个圆满的分开呢水就分开来了
So when a separation is in its perfection we can see the result which is the water parted itself
人要离开两千轴
People are supposed to be 2,000 cubits away from
显明这完全是上帝的作为
And this represents that this is only the work of God
人没有办法参与的
It's not something that people man-made
所以耶稣独自上了十字架。
That's why that in the Bible we see that Jesus Christ he himself go on the cross.
他成就了救赎。
And he himself solely accomplished.
但他也成就了什么？得胜。
But he also acquired victory.
让我们去得地为业。
So that we may be able to receive the promise.
那么有意思的是
What's interesting here is
有四个祭司抬着约柜进去了
There were four priests who carried the tabernacle
所以在这一个属灵的意义上面
So what does it mean spiritually?
对我们当中代祷者
What it means to you, those who are prayer warrior
你要在教会前面先行
that you are supposed to walk in front of the church.
你是跟神先走的。
You're the ones who follows God first.
神在后面有一句话，他说。
In the Bible, we can see here.
他说，在第十节的时候。
In verse 10.
他说，耶稣雅说，看啊，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去到耶旦河里，因此你们就知道，在你们中间有永生神，并且他必在你们面前赶出。这七个种人哦，迦南人、赫人，这七种人。
It says that this is how you will know the living God is among you, because He will certainly drive out these seven group of people.
那么意思就是说，神就先帮你们赶出这一些人。
What this means is God's promise that He will drive out all these seven people first.
但是你从第四章之后，你发觉，哎，可是他们人。以色列人还要拿刀去怎么样？实际的把那些人赶出去。
Even though God promised that He would drive out these seven group of people, but in chapter 4 you can see that it is still Israelites who have to carry their own weapon and drive them out themselves.
所以你可以知道，在第三节讲的，这是神的应许，它是在灵界里面完成的。
So you can tell the difference is that in chapter 3 what God meant is that spiritually speaking.That God has already made this arrangement, this promise that happened in the spiritual realm.
那我们就是要用信心是怎么样去实际的把它完成。
And how we can partner with God is that we have to carry out the directions in faith.
所以在圣经里面就充满了个这样子的概念。
In the Bible, you will see this kind of principle is everywhere.
神的应许就先在灵界完成了。
That the promise of God will accomplish first in the spiritual realm.
人领受了神的指令。
And when people receive the word of God,
凭着信心相信这件事情已经完成了。
That through faith, believe that this has already been accomplished.
所以在自然界呢，我就去执行。
Then in the natural world, all we need to do is to carry it out.
在这个执行的过程当中，我一直相信这件事情已经成就了。
And during and in the natural world, as we carry it out, you have to continue to hold on to your faith.
所以我能够真正的完成。
So that you can truly be a partner with God and accomplish.
因为上帝用这个预言。
In a way that you can see, this is God's foretelling prophecy.
这个预言就让我们领受的人有信心可以完成。
And through this prophecy that we may gain faith and to be able to accomplish God's will.
整个这个过程就是我们一直有信心的完成神的旨意。
Through this process, we must learn to continue to have faith to accomplish God's will.
所以我们的代祷者，回到我们代祷者。
So prayer warrior, I want to speak to you.
你必须要抬着约柜跟我们的神先走。
That you have to carry the tabernacle and follow the Lord first.
我们教会前面的方向。
The directions where our church is heading.
你前面要先在灵界里面跟仇敌打架。
That you as a prayer warrior has to be the first one engaged in the battle.
跟耶稣一同先得胜。
And that you must receive the victory with the Lord together.
我们很多的时候在为教会祷告的时候
Sometimes that when we pray for the church
我们遇见到很多仇敌的拦阻
We saw and experienced a lot of devil's work
这个仇敌的拦阻不是说像肉体面对面的这样子肉体的征战哦
And these kind of problems that we face in the spiritual realm is not the same as if in the natural world that we see these problems.
我们是在灵界里面跟他打仗。
That it is a battle in the spiritual realm.
我们就说这是神的旨意，你一定要离开。
And we may proclaim that this is the will of God, the devil, you must leave.
但是他不肯。
But then the devil may struggle and not go.
所以我们就跟他打。
So that you have to have this battle in the spiritual realm.
我们说这个教堂是属耶稣的。
We proclaim that this church belongs to the Lord.
但有些时候我们祷告的时候还会看见一些邪灵在那边活动。
But then sometimes in our prayer, we can see in our vision that there are some
activities
of the enemy.
这个地方是属耶稣的。
So then we will proclaim it in our prayer that this place belongs to
the Lord. 我们已经围起来说宣告这个是属耶稣基督的国度。
And that we proclaim that this place belongs to the Lord. It is God's kingdom.
我命令他们离开。
And we command them in the name of Jesus to.
所以我们这个代祷者就是在做这样子的事情。
And so that is the work of the prayer warrior.
是确定上帝的旨意先完成。
It is to affirm that the will of God can be accomplished and carried out.
所以弟兄姐妹，礼拜天你进来敬拜。
So brother and sister, when you come in the morning on Sunday to worship,
你要知道在前面这几天当中我们经过很多激烈的灵界征战。
You have to understand that there were many battles already fought in the
spirit. 这是在祷告会当中一直在征战的。
Which is fought in the prayer meeting.
有些时候祷告的时候觉得一切都很平安。
Sometimes when we pray, we felt that everything looks very peaceful.
但是下礼拜的时候就突然之间不太对劲了。
And then the next week comes, you may lose the peace.
所以这个就是抬约柜的那四个祭司。
And that is the job of those four priests who carry the tabernacle.
在所有教会的事工之前。
That they walk before all of the ministry of the church first.
在约旦河当中站住。
And that they stand in the middle of the Jordan River.
命令那个麻烦的水。
And that in the name of the Lord, they will command the water which represents
truth
to not overcome.
只等到我们教会的事工 pass 过去之后。
And that this river of trouble must stand still until the church congregation all pass through the river successfully.
Amen.那么约旦河春天涨水的时候呢，它的水深会到差不多五到七公尺。
The Jordan River during springtime may receive the water volume from 5 to 7 feet.
那我们离约柜这个两千轴哈，大约应该是1270公尺哈，我写900公尺是不对的，应该是1270公尺，其实蛮远的。
The 2,000 cubit here written in the Bible is about 1,200 feet.
Meters.
Of 1200 meters.
Okay, 所以呢，我们刚才Debra 带领我们唱歌，我们要跟着约柜过约旦河，是进入他安息的应许。
So just like earlier, the worship leader Debra leads the worship. We have to follow and enter into the promised land together.
那这是希伯来书第四章第一节的。
And this is written in Hebrew chapter,
verse 1. 那么就是所有任何阻拦你进入神应许之地的。
Which is that everything that will prevent you from entering into the promised land.
你都要穿越。
That you have to cross over.
那弟兄姐妹，你要穿越约旦河，不是靠你自己的力量。
Brother, sister, may I remind you that it is not through your own strength that you can walk over this river Jordan.
是靠上帝。
That you have to be dependent on God.
你愿意相信上帝为你开一条新路吗？
Do you believe that God has already opened this new path for you?
我们刚才第四节也讲到这条路你们向来没有走过。
In verse 4, we read about that the Bible says that this path is not the path that you've gone through before.
从我们自然的理性上分析 就会想说那当然了，没有人这样穿越约旦河过去嘛。
But in our natural minds, we might thought that this is so very redundant. Of course, no one has crossed a river like this.
可是你要知道从我们今天的角度来看呢。
But when you look at it from a different angle,
我们就说我们造一座桥嘛。
You may think that why don't we just build a bridge?
我们这个桥也不会太远，约旦河最宽也不过30几公尺而已啊。
That the bridge is not too difficult to build, even at the widest part of the Jordan River is only about 30 meters width.
It's about 50 yards. Yeah.
Okay, 50 yards away.
It's not too difficult.
That isn't something that's too difficult to do.
不是太麻烦的事情，很容易解决嘛？从今天的角度来看。
Maybe you thought that from today's perspective, it's not such a difficult thing to build a bridge.
但是呢，神说你们这条路从来没走过。
But God says that this is a path that you've never taken before.
神要你经历神迹的。
That's what he meant is that he wants you to experience the miracle.
那妙的就是。
And what's so special about this?
以色列当时有200多万人。
There were about 2 million people.
那么这个跟摩西过红海有一个很大的差别。
And there's a big difference.Compared to the time that when Moses led Israelite out of Egypt.
然后摩西经过红海的时候呢，是两边的水成垒。
That as Moses crossed the Red Sea, both water from both sides stood up as a wall.
所以摩西从这个好像两个那个山的那个沟里面他穿过去。
It almost felt like he was walking in the valley.
那么约旦河就不一样了。
In this case, in the Jordan River experience.
约旦河是在它上游大概20里处的亚当城就起来了，就垒起来了。
That the river stops at about at the city of David, which is about 20 miles from the way that where they're going to cross.
那我相信它是一垒一垒一垒一垒下来的。
什么是一垒？
也就是一个窝一个窝一个窝，而不是一个大的窝。
Oh, so I believe that what that means is that instead of just one giant wall that stood up by itself, it might have been broken down into some 20 different smaller walls.
为什么呢？因为水一直不断的往下流。
Why do I think that way? Because water continues flow.
那整个200多万人要过去，你要多久啊？
So for 2 million people to cross the river, how much effort would that be?
但是呢，水一旦阻挡以后，下游就没水了。
And also that if the water stops flowing from the top, the river bank, the end, the 不知道下游是什么东西。The end of that the bottom of the river will dry up.
Right.那个时候呢，不是只有一条小小的通道了。
So that what God had prepared is not just a narrow path.
It's a huge, 很大一片。
It's a wide crossing.
所以那200多万人可能过去只要几个小时就好了。
And for 2 million people to cross this wide crossing, it may only take a few hours.
所以感谢赞美主，就算这几个小时。过去啊，全以色列都看见了，这是上帝的神迹。
So even though it only took a couple of hours, but the whole of Israelites experienced and witnessed this miracle.
那么我们要教会要学习的是什么呢
？So what can we learn from this as a church?
我们需要上帝的神迹。
Which is that we need the miracle of God.
我们教会要敢站在河的中间。
That we have to brave.And stand in the middle of the river.
我们命令癌症离开。
That we can command that cancer is going to leave.
疾病要离开。
All the illness is going to leave among us.
所有伤心、背逆的事情要退去离开。
That all the brokenness, all the backsliding will leave us.
我所有的家人要通过。
Because I and my family will all cross the river together.
没有一个落下的。
That there was no one going to be left behind.
弟兄姐妹，你要带领你的家人一起过约旦河。
Brother and sister, you need to lead your whole family crossing the river together.
这是今天上帝教导我们，他要让我们走一条新路，你愿意跟上去吗？
That is today's message, which is that God is going to open a new path to lead us through. Are you going to follow the Lord?
你愿意吗？
Are you willing to follow him?
Amen. Hallelujah. 耶稣亚预表是耶稣。
Jesus, Joshua represents Jesus Christ.
那么耶稣刚开始的时候，他也显神迹的。
In the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he also performed many miracles.
他彰显神给他的能力权柄。
Which is to prove that he himself has the power and the authority from the Lord.
所以神要带领我们走一条新路。
So when God is leading us to walk on this new path,
他必须要彰显他的神迹。
Just the same that He will also show miracles.
所以弟兄姐妹，你遇见困难吗？
Brother, sister, do you have troubles in your life?
我要给你一个新的挑战。
I have a new challenge for you.
这可能是上帝要在你身上显神迹的时候。
This may be an opportunity that God will perform miracles.
在约翰福音第九章，耶稣碰到一个生来是瞎眼的。
In the Bible, John chapter 9, that Jesus encountered a man who was born blind.
那他的门徒就说是他犯了罪还是他父母犯了罪
His disciples asked that was it his sin or his generation's sin?
耶稣说都不是
And Jesus said that neither
这是要彰显神的荣耀
This is an opportunity to show the miracle of God
所以你遇见困难的时候
So when you have problems
你要宣告
You have to learn to proclaim
这是要彰显神的荣耀。
This is the time for God to show His miracle.
这就是我们的心态。
And this should be our attitude.
我们相信上帝是显神迹的上帝。
That we should believe that our God is a God of miracle.
Hallelujah. 你愿意听神的话吗
？Brother and sister, are you willing to believe in the word of God?
那你相信神的应许吗
？Do you believe in the promise of the Lord?
他在你得地为业之前先赶出迦南七族
The Bible promises that before you receive the promised land that he will chase out these seven groups of people
这迦南七族代表七种不同的邪恶势力
And the seven group of people in the Bible spiritually represent the seven different evil forces
你得地为业的时候是安安稳稳的
When you receive the promised land that you willyou will receive it firmly.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The last point I want to bring it out.
最后一点想要说的是
In verse 在十六节
In verse 16
撒拉旦的意思
What does the word Zatharan mean?
就是他们的悲伤的意思
Zatharan means our sorrow.
亚当是红色的意思。
And this, in this verse, you can see the town of Adam. Adam means red.
所以意思就是说，神使得以色列大经过约旦河。
What this means is that when God leads Israelites across the Jordan River,
成为当地居民的悲伤。
And this crossing has caused sorrow for the local residents.
他们鲜血会洒地的。
That they will bled through.
因为神的审判来到那个地方。
Because it represents God's judgment to this land.
那就是在创世纪十五章十六节里面所提到的。
And this is actually mentioned in Genesis chapter 15, verse 16.
很多人都不知道为什么神让以色列人去占领迦南地的时候，要把他们所有人都杀掉。
Sometimes people don't understand that why has God let Israelites enter into the promised land, all these people have to die.
因为内地的居民邪恶。
It's because that the people of that land was evil.
神忍耐他们几百年。
God actually patiently waited for this punishment for thousands of years.
所以这个时间到的时候呢，神说你可以上去了。
So when the time comes, that God told them that you may go up and proclaim this land.
其实有另外一个神学问题。
There's another theological question to ponder here.
神既然把迦南地赐给以色列人。
If God has given this land of Canaan to Israelites,
为什么他就写一个天灾，把他们的人通通杀光了以后，然后告诉以色列人，哎，你们进来吧，人都死光了。
Why can't God just use some nature forces to kill everyone in the land so that Israelites can do nothing and just enter the land safely?
Well, 我希望我是上帝，我可以做这样的决定。
Sometimes I may feel that if I was God, that was what I was going to do.
但是我不是上帝。
But unfortunately, people's mind is not God's mind.
我相信上帝他要我们亲自去占领。
I believe that God wants us to go into this land, fighting for it.
属灵上面这个代表的是什么意思呢？
What does it mean in a spiritual sense?
这些迦南的坏人哈，其实就代表你过去的老我。
The evil doer of the Canaan land represents the old self that we all have before, that's still with us.
你必须要除灭掉你的旧我。
That you have to let your old self die. You have to put it to death.
然后你成为一个圣洁的占领者。
So that you may become a sanctified, victorious overcomer.
那就是整个穿越约旦河一个最主要的属灵意义。
This is the spiritual meaning of what, of crossing the Jordan River.
弟兄姐妹，你个人生活上有什么遇见的压力跟困难吗？
Brother and sister, do you have problems and worries in your life?
我们教会在五年之前还没有自己的堂。
Five years ago, when we did not have this church yet.
很多的同工一直说牧师我们要买堂牧师我们要买堂
There were many co-workers and many partners of this church said that we need to buy a church
那个时候我们租一个、community center、啊、我们每一次要敬拜的时候就把很多的这个音乐的这个器材、啊、要搬进去然后呢设立好之后要离开的时候又重新把它拆下来要重新的搬走搬回家
To prepare for worship service many co-workers have to carry all the instruments to the community center that we lease and then at the end of service to take everything down and bring it home with them
所以同工就一直说牧师什么时候可以买堂
And there were many partners and co-workers of the church asked them, when can we have our own church
所以我们就不必这么辛苦的搬了
So that we don't have to move these equipment.
我们要留在这边。
So that we can stay in the place.
而且呢，我们可以继续恩膏。
And that we can stay as long as we want to receive the anointing of God.
而且不会被人家两点到了要离开。
That we won't have this time limitation as we used to have when we rent the space.
其实我们教会经历了一次的穿越约旦河的经历。
The fact is that our church actually experienced crossing the River Jordan once already.
我们找到一个机会。
That we found an opportunity.
而且我们资金突然之间有了。
And suddenly we also received financial support.
我们有的就是信心去跟神说我们要。
The only thing left is that we have to believe and have faith and ask God to give to us.
我们遇见很多贷款的问题麻烦。
We had many problems when we were trying to come up with the money.
感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
建东银行贷款给我们。
That there is a bank, the Eastern Bank, who was willing to loan the money to us when the rest of the banks were not.
所以我们就越过了约旦。
And that's how we were able to cross this first Jordan River.
所以弟兄姐妹，你有这样子的经历啊。
So brother and sister, some of you may already have this experience.
那你要知道，约旦河其实还有一个属灵意义。
I would like to share that there's another spiritual meaning of crossing the River Jordan.
约旦的意思是下降的意思 ，descending.
Jordan has a spiritual meaning of being of descent.
为什么呢？因为它是从黑门山很高的山。
Because the river actually came from the
Mount Hermon. 那经过那个水一直流到沿海死海。
And that water accumulates in the Dead Sea.
所以它的那个高度是一直往下降的。
So as the river comes from Mount Hermon all the way to the Dead Sea, the altitude decreases as the river comes.
所以呢，如果你被这个水冲下去的话。
So if you will wash away by this river,
你就一直下去,
then you will continue with the sentence,
到死海去了,
all the way until the Dead Sea.
所以在属灵的意义上这是不好的。
So this is actually a very negative representation in the spiritual meaning.
所以在这个约旦河这么一个下降让人去死海的这条河 你叫它停住。
So that as this river is descending all the way to the Dead Sea, you have to call it and you have to tell it to, to stand still and stop.
不然的话你就跟着下去了。
Otherwise, if you go with the river flow, you will end up in the Dead Sea.
所以弟兄姐妹我们都要经历神迹。
Brother and sister, we have to experience the miracle of God.
你相不相信神现在对我们讲话？
Do you believe that God is still speaking to us?
听他的声音。
You have to listen and hear his voice.
他要带领你穿越你所有人生的困难。
He wants to lead you to cross all the troubles and the problems of this world.
这一些的困难可能都要把你冲到死海去。
Maybe you felt that these problems and troubles that we have will bring you down to the place of death, just like the Dead Sea.
所以你一定要穿越约旦河。
But it will not, because you will cross through it.
我们教会站在河中间，命令那一些的困难停住。
And the role of the church is to stand in the middle of all this death, this trouble, and tell it to stop.
看上帝奇妙的作为。
And to witness and see the miracle of God's act.
代祷者要坚持上帝的应许跟约柜同在。
That the prayer warrior has to hold solid to the promise of God that they receive and to continue to walk with the Lord.
那就好像以西结22章讲的补墙洞的。
It's just like what the book of Ezekiel chapter 22 says that you are the one who patches the holes on the wall.
不让这个困难胜过我们的弟兄姐妹。
So that the trouble, just like the river, will not overcome our brother and sister.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
求你兴起我们整个的教会都是代祷勇士。
Please raise our brother and sister up in this church to all become prayer warriors.
他们抬着约柜。
That as they share and carry the tabernacle together.
以神的话为中心。
That they place the word of God to be the center of their life.
也就是以主耶稣基督为中心。
Which is to make you.Jesus Christ, the center of their life.
让这个世界的潮流往下冲的时候
that as we face the world's river, which is going to take us to the place of death,
我们凭着信心穿越
that through faith, we are able to cross it.
因为上帝你要我们进去得地为业
Because the Lord wants us to cross it in order to receive the promise.
因为这条路是没有人走过的。
And this is a path that no one has crossed before.
只有上帝带领我们走的时候，我们就会经历神迹。
We will only be able to walk this path if we follow the Lord, if the Lord leads us.
所以求主给我们信心。
So brother and sister, I ask that you give me faith.
让我们站立在河的当中
so that we are able to stand in the middle of the river,
帮助弟兄姐妹
and to help the brother and sister,
安全地到达应许之地
we are able to arrive and to arrive in the place of the promised land,
完全地进入得到安息
and that we are able to enter into the eternal rest.
感谢赞美主你祝福我们奉耶稣的名祷告
Praise the Lord that you bless us. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.